Bubba's advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine guest. He stuck around live via Zoom. He is Peter Pekarsky, an attorney by trade. He is running for a U.S. Senate seat in the great state of Wisconsin, the seat currently held by Ron Johnson. And just one quick note, Peter, you've referenced the fact that he basically passed legislation for the benefit of his donors. And specifically, probably the only legislative achievement of the Trump administration was the Trump tax cuts. And Ron Johnson was the singular Republican holdout, and what he wanted was a sweet deal for designated S corporations, pass-through corps, usually small businesses, but not always. So Ron came on my show in like January of 2018 after Trump signed it, and I asked him, were you in it for the self-enrichment? Because Ron Johnson owned a designated S corporation, and the fact that he held out to get a benefit for his corporation designation, I thought he was in it for the self-enrichment, Peter. But as I've now seen the media reports, perhaps he was doing it for the donor enrichment, because he has two families in the state of Wisconsin, very conservative families, the Uline family and the Hendricks, widow Hendricks, who benefited in one tax year, 2018, to the tune of, I've seen it reported as high as $200 million. Recently, I've seen that more modestly reported as about $80 million. The two family benefited from a single tax break. Thank you, Ron Johnson. And they turned around and they gave Ron $21 million in campaign contributions. Peter, I think that's the story you were referencing, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hope I told
That's the story, and I think the people of the state of Wisconsin are going to realize that and understand it and not approve of it at all.
Peter, we've got...
It's not the Wisconsin way.
I certainly don't think it is. Peter, we got lots of callers. We're going to do it rapid style, town hall style. So if you got a question for Peter Pekarsky, candidate for the U.S. Senate, call right now at 844-967-2789. We're going to start with Melody from Milwaukee. Melody, say hi to Peter.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing today?
Okay, Melody, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm glad to hear you on this station. Actually, this is my second time listening. And I appreciate the things that you did say, that you, if you do become senator, that you'll be working for all the people. I personally am a moderate Democrat, but I, right now, as it stands, I'm an American citizen, because as of right now, as you know, we no longer have a two-party system that's actually working for the people. So one question that I did have posed to Ron Johnson for the past 5 years, since 2017, was what was his purpose to Moscow during the 2017 Memorial Day weekend? And I still have no answer for that.
Melody, and I don't mean to correct you, I think it was the 4th of July weekend when Moscow Ron... Russian Ron spent the week in Russia. Peter, do you think electorally that's an issue for Ron Johnson? The trip to Russia specifically?
It may be. I'm hearing Melody talk about it. She's concerned about it. I'm concerned about it. We'll see what happens.
844-967-2789. Paul from the Beltline, say hi to Peter Pekarsky.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I called in just, I didn't know I was going to be talking to you, but I wanted to thank President Biden for handing out N95 masks at the Boys and Girls Club in Madison today.
Yeah, they got a ton of masks. Paul, thanks for listening. If you weren't hoping to join, I guess we'll let Peter take on, but... The U.S. government, at the direction of our president, Joe Biden, they're going to distribute to the American people, I understand, COVID rapid home COVID test and quality masks. Peter, obviously, for this country to move itself forward, we got to overcome this issue of a pandemic. What advice would you have if elected to the U.S. Senate? What would be your advocacy, Paul? Pardon me, Peter.
The people ought to be vaccinated. They ought to listen to good medical opinion. They ought to wear masks. Hopefully, by the time I get elected to the Senate, pretty much everybody in this country is going to be vaccinated. To the extent it's not, we're going to have to deal with it. And further, we're going to have to deal with vaccinating, mind-boggling as it may be, everybody in the world, because there's a lot of travel. You can't, it does not look like you'll be able to allow this to exist in one portion of the world without going to others. So we're going to have to take care of our country and everybody else, and we've got to do it rapidly.
Now, Peter, I'm sorry to interrupt, sir, and we'll get back to the phone callers at 844-967-2789. Peter, you were supposed to join me in studio a while back, and you, unfortunately, were diagnosed with COVID. From your own experience, Peter, and I understand you're vaccinated and boosted, but from your own experience, what can you tell a guy like me who's been fortunate enough not to get COVID, and our audience, what would you tell them about your experience with COVID, sir?
I would just say, you know, get vaccinated, get boosted, listen to your doctors. If you think you've got it, get tested right away, get treatment right away. And by all means, listen to what they say. The authorities will tell you how long you're supposed to stay in quarantine. Do it. And thereafter, you know, be safe. The N95 masks are being distributed. Get some, wear them. Do whatever you can to help stop this and get the country back on its feet where this is, and it looks like endemic rather than pandemic.
Peter, were you at all surprised at the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that vaccine mandates for large or big businesses, those with over 100 employees, they overturned that, although they upheld by a 5-4 mandate for healthcare workers? Seemed like a contradictory ruling, but what was your opinion, sir?
Unfortunately, I got to tell you, I wasn't that surprised, given the makeup of the court. It's not that I agree with their opinion, but I understand why they came down the way they did with large businesses. It's a push that's been going on for a long time to reduce the ability of the government to take action necessary to protect the country. And I can understand why they came down as they did with the health workers. If you want to get into it, we can get into it, but it take a long time and some detailed analysis. Sorry, next caller.
Let's try to sneak in one quick caller. Dave from Mequon, one conservative for Peter Pekarsky. Dave, say hi and ask your question quickly, sir.
All right. Thank you, Crudy. Good evening, Peter. Question for you. So the question I have for you is, the people that are coming across the border illegally are not, they don't have to be vaccinated whatsoever. If you have that type of situation, would you agree that those individuals should be vaccinated and boosted like every other?
Should we be vaccinating immigrants on the southern border, Peter?
Yes. If they're in our country,
now tell them your website if they want to support your campaign, Peter. We're almost out of time.
It's PekarskyForWisconsin.com. PekarskyFORWisconsin.com. Really appreciate it. Whatever you can do to help out.
Thank you, Peter Pekarsky. Thank you, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Thank you all for listening to The Devil's Advocates. We'll do it again tomorrow, Friday style. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
It's over.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
Go home.